Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, to define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I am so excited that you joined me on this leadership journey today. And before we get into the subject I want to discuss, I want to encourage you that if you've not yet subscribed to this podcast, please make sure you subscribe and share this podcast. Also, if you go to the Andy George Leadership YouTube channel, you can also subscribe there. Make sure you rank it, rate it, give feedback on it as well. And you can also go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and more information. All of that helps us out, get the word out there and get the leadership concepts out there. So passion vampires. I love this title of the podcast today, passion vampires. Now listen, this is not a new concept or a new terminology. In fact, recently, I want to recommend to you, John Gordon is a phenomenal leadership writer. He's got several books out there, and in a couple of his books, he addresses the energy vampires, the people that will kind of suck the energy away from you. And as I was reading that, I read a bunch of his stuff over this past summer. And even as I was reading that more and more, I decided to think about that in terms of passion vampires. In other words, don't allow the passion vampires to suck the life, the hope, the dream, and the passion from you. And just think about that for a moment. In other words, to avoid these vampires, we need to define some of them. And obviously, it's called passion vampires, playing off of vampires who literally suck the life out of people. We can't allow the passion vampires to rob us of life, to rob us of hopes, to rob us of dreams, to rob us of passions in life. So here are a few passion vampires, just so I can just set the stage a little bit, just to define some of what we're talking about. So one of them is fear. Fear is an absolute passion vampire. If we're afraid, we freeze. If we have fear about the unknown, about the future, about a situation, how many times have we allowed fear to just cause us to not pursue our dreams, or cause us to not pursue our passions in life, or cause us to let hope kind of die? And the fear so often plays in our minds that never actually play out, don't they? So that's one of them. So a passion vampire in our life is fear. And then a close relative of fear is doubt. Fear kind of leads it out, doesn't it? So when we have fear, now all of a sudden we start to doubt. And I wonder, once again, we think about our life, how many times have we doubted the person that we are becoming, or the abilities that we have, or the character that we have? Or we doubt that we're ever going to get that job, so we don't even pursue it. Or we have this dream one day in our life, and we just don't even think that it's going to ever happen. And so we just push pause on that dream, and we have doubts, and we have fears, which then leads to number three, kind of the third passion vampire to avoid, and that is stress. Man, stress plays a game on us, doesn't it? It plays a game in our bodies, in our minds. When we are stressed, when we are anxious, it causes everything to get elevated. It causes even mild situations to explode to bigger situations. And when you get on that stress ball and you start rolling downhill with stress, everything stresses you out, everything. You can see people that are like this, can't you? You look at people when you're out and about. In fact, next time you go shopping or just driving in traffic and you see people losing their minds over something that you look at and say, why in the world would they be losing their minds over something as trivial as this? Well, it's because of stress. There's other things in their life that is causing them to be stressed. And so the next thing that trips them out is going to be the thing that sets them over the edge. It's going to push them beyond what they think they can handle and control, and they're going to snap. And you've seen this happen before. I see it happen almost all the time when you're at a grocery store, or especially in traffic. If you have a long commute and you have traffic that bogs you down, and you start seeing people getting real impatient and they're kind of freaking out a little bit, and well, they got stress in their life in some other area, and it's just manifesting itself out there in you. The fourth passion vampire, which is really, really big, is finances. It's finances. If we are not careful, we will allow our financial circumstance to actually dictate our life, our hopes, our dreams, and our passions. Still to this day, finances is one of the major reasons why people get divorced, arguing over money. Finances stress everybody out. Finances cause doubt. They cause fear. And if we allow ourselves to be ruled by our wallets and our bank accounts, we're in for a very, very long, passionless life. You know, and I get it. Sometimes our dreams, they cost money. The things that we want to do, there's startup money. There's things that cost money. But to get a hold of our money, to be able to be good stewards of our money, to be able to manage our money and not have our money manage us, and that's a whole nother podcast for a later time that we have on the docket, just to talk about finances and how to actually live life where you are dictating your finances instead of the other way around. But these are all areas that drain us. We get stressed. We get worried. We have fear. We have financial issues. The fifth area that is a passion vampire, and this is one that is very tangible because we see it all the time, it is negative people. I cannot stand being around negative people. I'm just telling you, that is one of my areas that I have to work on because I'm a positive guy. I love positive thinking. I love thinking in ways where I put tens over everybody's heads and I believe the best in people and the best in myself. But when I'm around negative people, I feel that being drained from me. It is as if this passion vampire negative person has got their teeth into my neck and they are just drawing the life out of me. Has anybody been there before where you come in and you are feeling like you're going to have a great day and you're excited about the day, you're excited about all the stuff that you're trying to do for today, and then all of a sudden, boom, this vampire just latches onto you. And their negativity, they just drain it and drain it and drain it and drain it. I leave negative people feeling exhausted. I would much rather be around positive people than negative people. And sometimes people just like to be negative. They just like to be negative. They live in that negative bubble. And when you get brought into that negative bubble, it is a drainer. Can you tell that I do not enjoy negativity? I love people. I love all people, in fact, I can deal with all people and be around. I don't care what you believe, where you're from, what you look like. But if you are negative, I got to get away. I got to get out. I can't handle the negativity. So the sixth passion vampire would be circumstances, just in general circumstances. Once again, if our eyes are simply on the current circumstance and we can't get our eye level above the issue, we are going to be drained because we all have highs in life. We all have lows. We all have mountaintop experiences. We've all got valleys. And if we get stuck in a rut, if we get stuck in a situation where our circumstance seems bigger than our life and our circumstance is extremely tangibly real in front of us, then it will drain us. Now, once again, I'm not downplaying any circumstance whatsoever at all. In fact, circumstances are extremely real and they're powerful. But at the end of the day, you still have a choice to say, I'm going to succumb to the negative circumstance or the problem at hand, or I'm going to start looking towards the future and figure out ways to get beyond this. And if we get stuck in that circumstance and it's just that spiral effect, we've all been in that circle effect where one thing leads to another, and you just can't seem to get out of it. It really drains the life out of us. Number seven, the seventh passion vampire to avoid is poor self-esteem. Poor self-esteem. I think one of the areas that we get drained the most is our own self-esteem. It's in our own mind. We are playing mind games on ourselves. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, what do we see? When we deal with people, do we feel inferior to them? Do we have poor self-esteem? Now, I'll be transparent. There's times in all of our life and in my life, or personally, I've allowed my weight to get in the way, just being transparent. I've allowed my gaining and losing of weight and gaining and losing of weight. Now, listen, I'm not majorly obese or in that regard. I still feel somewhat athletic, but I found myself this last year being the heaviest I've ever weighed, and it really messed with my self-esteem bad. Now, I get up and talk in front of people all the time. And I had this moments of going, nothing I wear looks good. Nothing I do sounds good. I don't feel good. I feel tired. There were times where I'd walk up the stairs, the platform stairs to speak to a group, and I'd almost be out of breath at that moment. And it's embarrassing for me. And I dealt with that. And then you don't want to be around people and you don't want people to see you and your energy level. I mean, trust me, if you're listening to this and you're dealing with weight issues, I feel you, my friend. I get it. I deal with it too. And another podcast for another time in the future is going to be my journey over the last year. And so as of this moment, I'm down almost 25, 30 pounds. I got about another 10, 20 that I'm going to go. And it's a struggle, but I'll share what I'm doing in my journey in a later podcast. But I get it, man. Self-esteem. Plus, you can't see me on this podcast, but I have red hair and glasses. So if you want to talk to somebody about self-esteem, talk to a chubby redhead with glasses. I'll go toe to toe with you on self-esteem, my friend. I know what it's like growing up being made fun of with the red hair and the glasses and being overweight and all these things. And you got freckles upon freckles upon freckles, and my freckles have freckles. I get it. I've heard all the soulless ginger jokes you can imagine. And although now that I'm older and more mature, I can handle those and I joke around with it. It does. It puts an impact on you. And so the world is so visual and it's so self-esteem conscious in this world. And it seems that only the good looking people succeed. And that gets with you, man. It gets inside your head a lot. All right. Number eight, which somewhat ties to number seven, is the hurts and the wounds from the past. A passion vampire that will absolutely suck the life out of you is absolutely the hurts from the past. Oh man, they hurt, man. Those wounds are deep. Those wounds are powerful. You might be listening to this, and as soon as I said hurts and wounds from the past, your mind took you to the past, didn't it? You're starting to think already, and man, you could feel as though you are over something. And then that person that hurt you or that situation that caused the wound inside of you will just resurface. And you might be totally fine one day and you're not even thinking about it. And then all of a sudden you hear a song or you get a smell of something or you feel something and it just triggers all of these things. And you could be on the journey towards your life and your hopes and dreams and passion. And then you hit a wall on hurts, wounds from the past. Now, listen, I think you get the point. If you think about how many times a day, if you allow them, these type of vampires will absolutely suck the joy and the life out of you, crushing your dreams, breaking your heart, leaving you weak and defeated. That is what passion vampires do. They leave you feeling hurt, broken, weak, defeated. They leave you feeling like your dreams are just not going to make it. This is why I love my little tagline that I've associated with coaching and leadership, potential, purpose, and passion, because everybody has got to reach their potential. They have to be able to discover their purpose in life and live that with passion. And we cannot do that if we allow passion vampires to latch a hold of us and drain us. So here's the good news. The good news is that you can absolutely overcome and avoid these passion vampires. No doubt about it. Absolutely. And so I want to give you just a few ways to overcome passion vampires. So the first way is this. Number one is to stay positive. Staying positive is so critical, and it is a choice. I'm telling you, people, it is a choice to be positive. There are times during the day where I absolutely have to just say to myself, be positive, be positive. Don't go down the negative road. Now, staying positive doesn't mean you're oblivious or live with your head in the sand either. It doesn't mean that you're totally ignorant to what's happening around you. It simply means that you choose to be positive. So the next time you feel that passion draining or that passion vampire affecting you, it's a mental choice. It's an emotional. It's at a heart level. It's at a soul level where you just say, you know what? I'm going to be positive. Which goes to number two. The second way to overcome a passion vampire is to have the right attitude. Your attitude will absolutely determine your altitude. In other words, your attitude will give you the perspective that you need. Another way of saying this is that if you have the right attitude, it will give you a new perspective. So if we allow the passion vampires to not only drain our positivity, but also to drain our attitude, let's face it, have you ever woke up and just you woke up in a bad mood? I've done that for no reason at all. Or maybe you have a dream the night before and it just kind of ticked you off. I've had that happen where I've had a dream about maybe somebody or a group or a situation. And in that dream, I was angry and I woke up angry at that person and they didn't do anything wrong at all. And you got to choose to have a right attitude. You got to choose to have a good attitude, because what's the alternative? The alternative is to have a bad attitude or a sad attitude or frustrated attitude. I'd much rather go through the day with the right attitude. Number three, the third way to overcome a passion vampire is to choose your friends carefully. Now, come on. It does not matter how old or young you are. This truth applies. The people you choose to associate with will determine a lot about your life. So be around people who are encouraging. Be around people that influence your life in the positive. Now, often if you're listening to this, you might not be able to choose the people you spend time with at work or in your neighborhood or at your house even. There might be people around you that you can't just dismiss because of your life circumstance. And I get that. However, when you get the opportunity to choose, when you get to go out with your friends, when you get to spend time with people, or you get to make that phone call, are you calling people that are just going to agree with you and just feed the passion vampire? Or are you talking to people that are going to lift you up and tell you straight, like tell you, like, listen, Andy, get your head out of the gutter, get your head out of the sand, you know, lift your head up. It's not the end of the world. We need the positive people, encouraging people in our life to speak into us. And so if you've got a problem, we've heard this before, misery loves company. It's very natural that if you're struggling, that you're going to find other people that are struggling just like you. We've got to get above that, right? You got to get above that. So the fourth thing is this, seek help in counseling. Now, I am not a professional counselor. However, I also understand the importance of help in counseling. You do not have to be a product of your past wounds. If you're carrying around those wounds and you can't seem to shake them, seek someone out to talk to and get you the tools that you need to overcome them. There is no shame. Listen, my friend, there is no shame in getting help. There is no shame in going to a counselor to seek advice, to get the help that you need to overcome the wounds of the past. Don't carry them by yourself. If your wounds and your past and your situation is too deep for friends to help you with, get help. Seek professional help, seek counseling, seek ways to help that. Number five, the fifth one, only five and six left. That's it. Number five, exercise. This is a big one. Take time regularly and take care of your body. When you do this, your body will take care of you. It's amazing how your thoughts and your attitudes change with a good old workout. And sometimes that's just getting out and walking. Sometimes that's just getting out and moving, just getting something moving in life. And so that's important, right? So exercise, it has positive impacts in our brains and our bodies. When we get our bodies moving, whether it's walking or running or at the gym or biking or swimming, whatever it is, just don't be stationary. It's amazing how sometimes I'll be in a bad mood or I'll have a tough situation and I'll take one of our dogs and we'll just go 45 minutes and 50 minutes or an hour and we'll just hit the trails. We'll just walk the trails and I'll pop in some headphones, maybe with a podcast or some music that's uplifting, and I'll just find myself drawing myself, climbing out of that hole, detaching that passion vampire. So exercise is an obvious way to go. And finally, number six is this, believe that your best days are still ahead and then do something about it. I believe that your best days are still ahead. If you are listening to this podcast and you disagree, then you have got a passion vampire sucking the life out of you. Your joy, your hopes, your dreams is being drained. So number one, you've got to identify that passion vampire. And then number two, do something about it. And sometimes it just starts by saying to yourself, my best days are still ahead. I'm not done. So whether you are young or you are old listening to this podcast, I can speak with confidence that your better days are still ahead because you still have breath in your lungs. You still have potential and purpose and passion in life. So do something about it. And so one final thought is this as we close out. One final thought is this. Don't be a passion vampire to someone else. We just talked about everybody else. But you yourself, don't be the passion vampire. We got enough passion vampires trying to drain our life. Don't be that to somebody else. Instead, be the type of worker, be the type of friend, boss, spouse that you would want alongside of you. You know, it's a pretty incredible feeling and experience when you help somebody else live with their potential, purpose, and passion, isn't it? When you are able to help someone else get off of their passion vampire and get out of their hole, it's amazing how that helps them and you feel. So don't be a passion vampire. Instead, be the one that's helping somebody else around side of you. Well, hey, listen, this is the end of my time for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I really do think that if we can start getting a new frame of mind and a new thought life, that we could identify passion vampires, that we could overcome them and continue our life towards passion, purpose, and potential. And so once again, this is Andy George. Thanks for joining me on the Andy George Leadership Podcast. If you have not yet subscribed, please make sure you do that. Make sure you go to the YouTube channel, Andy George Leadership, and subscribe there. You can also go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more information and content. And once again, I do hope that this podcast is helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live with passion. Until next time.